Simple del juego, Wilson more son of your fan. Soon even he was proving the list that's so so there. Controversy in the air, opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try. From the top to the bottom, the rankings are alive. Every week a new surprise, keeping listeners revived. So grab
all
your sombrero,
right. Join the fun,
don't be late. Cinco de Five-O on WFM.
Just with the stupid AI songs. I thought we were canceling while he was out.
Right.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Oh, he's going to want to make so many AI songs when he comes back.
No, he's
about
not.
Italy and France. Just please don't.
No, he's not. We're not allowing it.
I just want to let the audience know, we know what you know, what Evan doesn't know. We don't like him. All right? That one's all right. 888-808-1019. All right, Cinco de Five-O. My five favorite all-star game memories of my lifetime to kind of set the scene and get the juices flowing. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
How about that game in 2013 at Citi Field when you heard Enter Sandman and out came Mariano Rivera for one final time at an all-star game? By the way, he was the answer to our Tri-State Cadillac Dealers Baseball IQ trivia question, which we did get a winner on. Mariano Rivera was the MVP of that game. He came out for one final time in the all-star game, and it happened to be in New York at Citi Field. Really cool meshing of the Mets Yankees where we didn't have to hate each other.
Right, that was a solid one.
Exactly. Here we go.
Number four.
Yankee Stadium, 2008. While we all talked about the home run derby, I had forgotten this and then went over it, the rabbit hole. What a memorable night. 15 innings deep into the night in the Bronx. Michael Young hit a game-winning sac fly. It is still tied for the longest All-Star game in Major League Baseball history.
I mean, is it necessary for an All-Star game to go into extra innings?
It
Seriously.
Is not. It is not.
I mean, come on. Those guys had to be like, get me the hell out of here.
Exactly. Well, now at least we get the runner on second and right. Hopefully wrap that up earlier. All right, here we go.
Number three.
1999 Fenway Park. This was the one for me where I guess I'm probably 13 years old this time, 12, 13, whatever it is. This was baseball perfectly. Bringing out Ted Williams on a cart with all the stars on the field at Fenway Park. And like that time, we're just talking about, I hate to say it, the steroid era, but in a good way, right? McGuire, Sosa. Think about the time baseball was thriving and you have the legends of the past and it's Fenway Park. I don't even remember what happened in the actual game.
Right.
But pregame, that was, if you loved baseball and grew up on it, man, that tickled everything in 1999. Here we go.
Number two.
To Tiki's point about how long baseball games could go. 2002, Miller Park, Milwaukee, the tie. The game ends in a tie. We used all the players up. It didn't even go that long. This led the following year to Bud Selig announcing that the All-Star game would now count towards home field advantage in the World Series to make sure we got a winner worth a purpose. Right, I have that right. It was after that.
Would that have precipitated that?
Because people killed the league that they sat there and watched an All-Star game with no winner. Now think about
but
the
But who
world
cares win- about the winner?
You, Tiki, you're right. I think we've evolved as a society.
Right? Haven't we?
There was that one time where people actually really did care about the outcome of the All-Star game in baseball.
And well, remember, it's really the only one that you can actually play.
Right.
The way that it's actually played.
And at that time, interleague play was only still in its... within the first 5-6 years
of stages, bragging rights.
Where you just played like the opposite division. So you still didn't get all the stars always playing all the stars.
Right.
So there was something to it still in 2002. But it is funny, Tiki, to look back. I happen to be somebody, and I know Evan feels the same way, that liked that the All-Star Games outcome started the count for home field advantage, as ridiculous as it is, because it made the game interesting.
Yeah,
As a Yankee fan, I was like, I'm rooting for the American League.
It gave you something to play for.
Exactly. And I liked it. People hated it. Whatever. That's not what I'm here to discuss. But it, to that point, 2025, could you imagine going in the 11th inning, we really need a winner here. This game can't end in a tie. If tie ended in a tie, after eight innings, who would give a damn? It's what a different
start
world.
Start putting position players in there to throw Aoife's pitches.
What a different world that we cared that much. That was a big controversy in 2002.
Actually, that's how you end a game quickly. Put the position players in.
Yeah, that's true. Have them start pitching.
Right.
Just incredible. I actually, maybe
I found another rule for another rule change for All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
After nine innings,
pitchers
got to be position players.
Evan would be good with this, and I have to see where to go through the archive. I'd love to hear the day after that. Mike had to have opened with the tie, and I bet you Mike couldn't stand. Mike and Dog probably couldn't stand.
Michael, there's got to be a winner. I mean, we sat there for 4 hours. I want to see a winner.
Right?
I'm sure they spent 3 hours, and then when it came out, the new rule, I'm sure they hated that too.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked that you like that as far as home field advantage. I am floored that my dear friend, Evan Reginald Roberts, liked that. Mm. That is so hokey for an exhibition game.
Well, it just gives some meaning to it.
But who cares?
It's in the middle of the season.
And it doesn't need the meaning.
And remember, we lived at a time in Major League Baseball, think about this also, where home field advantage was alternated by league every other year.
Yeah.
So it was a way to change that. That was a terrible way to do it.
Does NHL mean anything?
No. No. And now they do the four nations. So.
Right. So it doesn't even matter.
No.
Well,
nothing
means
anything.
When they used to play, NBA doesn't mean anything.
No. But nothing means anything.
The American League dominated for years, and you got Mariano Rivera on the mound against not the scrubs, but not the top all-stars because it's the bench players by the ninth inning.
But you see,
how is that determining World Series home field advantage?
That's a very good point.
They're all still all-stars. Here was the big problem. It wasn't that who was determining it. It's should every team be represented in the All-Star game if it determines home field?
Right, so, which is what they do in baseball.
Right. So do I need a member of the Rockies on this All-Star team batting in the eighth inning determining who home field advantage
right, is? Exactly.
So, yeah, there were flaws to it, but I still liked it. All right, here we go.
Number one.
This is just because I like laughing. While I wanted to put the John Crook helmet on backwards moment, I didn't.
Oh.
The 2001 All-Star game in Seattle, when Tommy Lasorda hit the deck after a broken bat off Vlad Guerrero Jr. There was something about old Tommy Lasorda at the time flying down the ground. I didn't stop laughing for three innings.
He was a great character.
He was.
Baseball.
And the way I do this list is today I sat myself, I said, if I close my eyes and I think of the All-Star game, what was the moment I enjoyed the most? And I have to say it was 2001 Tommy Lasorda falling like that. There was something about it that was great.
If you had listed this, if you did this one, and I forgot, I just zoned out here. How do you not put on A-Rod sending Cal Ripken to short?
Same game as the Lasorda game. That's 2001.
So who cares?
I didn't want to double up on the game.
Oh, shut up. You forgot. It's fine. You could just say you forgot. You could just say no biggie,
my
bad.
If I forgot, how would I know it's the same game, jackass?
You're talking about because you know it's the same game. That doesn't mean that you didn't forget it.
No,
you're talking about, and Cal hit a homer there. Now they grooved it. He knew you know, it was coming. But as far as A-Rod, that moment with Cal, I mean, that was great.
Right. Can I make an admittance to you as a baseball fan?
Yeah.
And this is going to sound silly because
you hated it.
It's not that I hated it. Evan and I argued over who, like, replaced Cal Ripken, and I was really right, even though he wasn't right. Okay, remember the whole thing?
Long-term, immediate thing.
In my life as a baseball fan, with all the records and everything, I gotta be fair. The thing I've cared about the least was, in my childhood, the legacy of Cal Ripken. the games played streak.
The consecutive games played streak.
Which is incredible, because I do get sick and tired of the days off. I'm not acting like it's incredible, but even that All-Star game... Maybe it's because I didn't grow up in Baltimore and I grew up with a team that rivaled the Orioles in a lot of playoff games and stuff. The Cal Ripken stuff, even when I got to the All-Star game, enough of Cal Ripken. I didn't connect with Cal Ripken as a kid, as like one of the big baseball stars. It was just, all right. Cal Ripken, they beat you to death with it when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Wasn't my thing. I wasn't in the Ripken.
I didn't love baseball when I was a kid, but I remember hearing everything about Cal because I was in Virginia.
Of course. And people loved it. For me, it just wasn't me. I didn't connect with Cal Ripken.
You know what I was thinking about last night? This is from the weird and wacky brain of Tommy Lugauer. I'm watching the Home Run Derby, and I'm thinking about the All-Star Game tonight. We are, and because of the weather last night, has the All-Star Game ever gotten rained out? Or there be a delay? Mm. In all these years of watching baseball, I'm 40 years old.
There had to have been.
Remember one instance where there was a delay or they banged the game? Like, how would they handle that? It's an exhibition. What if there was the weather we got last night in Atlanta?
Right, if you got that, if they had that today.
Push it back to Wednesday?
They'd have, compromise, right? Because it's only a day of travel for some of these guys.
Correct. Now,
right?
The Yankees, Teak, are starting in Atlanta, so they could just
there. It's easy for the Yankee players. But
the rest of them.
So you got to go back to San Francisco? Yeah. That's a pain in the butt.
Sean, I don't remember once in my life that
happened. All-Star game has never been canceled because of rain.
Could you imagine?
It's been played every year since 1933, except for 1 year, 1945. That was wartime travel restrictions. There have been two times when rain cut plays short. 1952 in Philadelphia. It was called off at the end of the fifth inning.
And then COVID, obviously, right?
Well, that didn't play at all.
Right.
So I think we're just not really counting that year. And during the second All-Star game in 1961, there were two games played per summer in 59 through 61. Rain stopped play after nine innings, and the game was tied at Fenway
Park.
Wait,
they played two All-Star games?
Yeah. Now, somebody who maybe is old-time, he's going to have to explain that to me.
Why?
I don't know.
And
I don't
also, 1969, there was postponed due to rain and played the following day.
Okay. I didn't see that in this round.
So that's the most recent one.
So that would fit the bill, though. The other ones were played and then cut short. So in 69, they played it on Wednesday. So that is crazy. But remember, we went all those years.
But that was way before.
Right. So we've had nothing. Now, also, you got to remember, there are some of these stadiums have been domes. You might have lucked out. We also went our entire time for a long time until that Colts Bears Super Bowl without the Super Bowl ever seeing raindrops.
Mm.
And then you had that famous, that's when Prince played Purple Rain.
Yeah, the Rex Grossman, Devin
Hester
one. And
I think a couple times you've seen drops since. And then, remember, in football, you didn't get an overtime Super Bowl until, now we've seen two of them in recent memory.
San Fran KC was an OT a couple years ago.
And the Falcons, the comebacks, right? That was the first ever one. So, I'm tying football into this to say you'd be shocked at how many times you think something should happen. We went that long without a Super Bowl in overtime. We've never really seen the rained out All-Star game.
It's just crazy to me because there's so much rain in the summer that most of them are not indoors. I'd have to go back, but to my memory, most of the All-Star games in my lifetime have been outdoors. Even the Derby, there's never been any rain to impact these things.
Yeah, I'm sure if there have been raindrops that we've forgotten about, they probably play through a lot of that to make sure that's a lot of money making. There's people there. You can't ask people to come back after four innings and do another game.
And in 1990, the All-Star game was at Wrigley. They had an hour rain delay, but the game was still completed.
Okay, an hour rain delay. All right, there was something else from the All-Star game I wanted to get to, and I wanted to play this game, see if you guys could guess. Don't play the audio yet. I want to get everybody's guess, Paulie. Aaron Judge, because you ask All-Stars ridiculous questions, was asked, guys, to name the three greatest candy bars.
Three greatest candy bars.
Three greatest candy bars.
Are we guessing now?
Let's play.
Are we guessing what he's saying?
Let's guess what he said. After we hear what he said, we could debate what the three greatest candy bars are. This is King Aaron Judge.
Okay.
His candy bars. You got that, Dan? Go, Tiki. What do you think he would say?
Snickers.
Okay.
Three Musketeers.
I like the nougat.
And I'm going to something way off the beaten path, so I'm going to say like a Kind bar.
A Kind bar? Does that count?
I mean, whatever. Candy bar.
No Twix for you?
I love Twix.
You don't think Aaron Judge would go Twix?
I don't think he's going Twix.
All right.
Because I think King Aaron Judge is a panderer, I'm going to say he went Baby Ruth.
Oh, good one.
Solid.
He went Twix because of the Seinfeld Costanza tie-in. Mm. And then, he went, Butterfinger.
Ooh, butter.
If you don't catch the joke,
look
obviously,
at you.
Drop the pop-up.
You jackass. All right. I know what he said, so I'm not going to comment until after. Aaron Judge giving his three favorite candy bars of all time.
Rank the top three candy bars of all time. Sequential order.
Wow. Candy bars. I'm going Snickers, number one, Kit Kat, and then Twix.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is phenomenal.
Dude, I forgot about the Kit Kat.
I don't like Kit Kat.
Put it in the freezer.
Well, it's a wafer, though, because that's why.
But it is covered in chocolate. Yeah, I don't like the texture. It's like eating a chocolate-covered packing peanut. Mm.
I completely forgot about the Kit Kat.
What makes Kit Kat great is the breaking part of it. It's like a toy. It's like eating a toy.
Right.
So,
and Twix, obviously.
Overall, Snickers, Kit Kat, Twix. Do you think he did a good list?
No, he's solid.
I think Twix and Snickers, to me, interchangeable, one and two. It's number three you have the debate on.
Snickers is the one that you...
Snooki, you were going to say.
Snickers is the one that you... Everybody knows it. It feels like they're everywhere.
Not including Milky Way is a problem for me.
Milky Way's a good one.
Milky Ways are so...
Well, it's softer.
What truly is the difference between a Milky Way and a Snickers? It's both
softer.
Caramel.
It's softer.
Well,
softer.
Isn't there nougat in Milky Way, not in Snickers, I believe.
I don't know.
I think they both might have it.
Tiki was onto one, though. The Three Musketeers is vastly underrated in society.
Yeah, agreed.
The nougat inside. Now, I'll give you, Connor, can I give you an off? I know they call Jerry Recco off-brand Jerry in the morning. He's a little off-brand one. Cookies and cream Hershey bar. You never had the cookies and cream Hershey bar?
I've never had that.
Really?
Great call, Sean.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's obviously got like that white chocolate with the... Hershey Crunchies.
So it's white and like black? Like black and white?
Black and white, but like it's not Oreo, but like let's just call it like Hershey Crumbles within the white chocolate. It's great.
Never had that.
Cookies and cream. Or I guess it's cream, whatever. Right. You know what I mean. It's excellent.
And I think the fact that King, I'm not saying he's lying. The King would never lie. But it feels like the King there just gave you the top three that are on everybody's mind. Like, he didn't go off menu, off brand.
I think Kit Kat's a little off brand.
Nah, I don't think so. He didn't give you anything wacky. So I wonder
Kit Kats
if he,
are, it's Halloween candy.
Good point.
Is this his actual list?
He gave you all the Halloween candy.
Yeah, let me think of a couple candy bars and move on.
There was a follow-up in that audio. Don't worry, Paul, I didn't ask you to get it. It was, I think it was Lauren Shahidi who was the one that asked him the question, said, how do you not include a Reese's peanut butter cup? And Aaron answered right back and said, that's not a candy bar. And he's right.
It's true,
he is right. He was right.
It's in cup form. That is not a candy bar. Also, I think you were right. Butterfinger, you're making a joke. Very good. And 100 grand underrated as well. You ever have 100 grand?
I mean, I think I've seen it, but I don't know what.
Not in candy.
Yeah.
So Aaron Judge having fun out at the All-Star game. Aaron Judge also named his favorite three ex-teammates. Okay? Now, I think this is important to note because he has a very, very famous ex-teammate that is not playing in the All-Star game this week that played for the Mets.
But he was only his teammate for a season. So
you don't think he named him as one of his favorite ex-teammates?
No. King Aaron Judge did not name Juan Soto.
Okay.
He didn't know him long enough. There's no way.
I mean, he's been one of the stars in baseball along with him. Got to play, made a World Series with him. Remember that, too. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge has only made one World Series in his career, and it was with Juan Soto. So you don't think he included him in his three favorite former teammates?
No.
Are you aware, Tommy, of Aaron Judge's three favorite former teammates that he was asked
about? I have not heard this audio yet.
Do you think Juan Soto's included?
I think if he was included, you would not be playing the audio, so I'm going to go with no.
Right.
How little
Glaber definitely was.
Glaber's a good one, too. He made a World Series with him.
Well, he was just hanging out with him, all sitting there watching jazz.
Okay, here we go. Paulie, play it.
Who's your top three former teammates?
Top three?
Yeah.
I'll start with Brett Gardner. Played next game for quite a long time. Number two, I go see Cesar Matthews.
Yeah.
Quite a leader and just a mentor for everybody in that whole clubhouse. And three, man, I miss my guy T-Wade, Kyle Wade.
So I know that was very difficult to hear. It was Brett Gardner, CC Sabathia.
Which all makes sense. Those two make perfect sense.
Yeah, those were the veterans when he came up. So you're sitting there for number three. I had forgotten about Glaber was a good one. I'm thinking I really thought when I first heard this audio, he was going to say Juan Soto. He went Tyler Wade? He's super utility man?
Maybe they had a bond that we just didn't see.
Maybe in the minor leagues? No Juan Soto? No Glaber Torres? He goes, Tyler Wade? Tommy, that's our king. He doesn't think that highly of Juan Soto.
Apparently. Oh, is that where you're going with this? Now, as far as Tyler Wade.
How long was he on the Yankees?
Now, I don't know. They might have spent time in the minor leagues together and then played very briefly with the Yankees.
Well,
I have to go back.
He was there for 4 years, though.
On and off. But that's incredible to go Tyler
Wade
there.
He was there 5 years.
I couldn't believe that third answer. I couldn't believe it. Does it bother you, Tommy, that he didn't go Soto there?
No, because, I mean, he only was teammates with him for 1 year. So I think when you look at a guy like CC Sabathia, you know, Hall of Famer, you look at a guy like Brett Gardner, who was around forever, and Tyler Wade, who has one of the best rosters ever as far as dating history, you got to respect Game. I mean, Game respects Game in that spot.
And real quick on Tyler Wade, this is a New York Post article from 2022. He was, when he was traded to the Angels, the first time he was back in the Bronx, he had dinner with his close friend, Aaron Judge.
All right.
So there is a thing there for sure.
All right, so that's his friend. I thought it was interesting, nonetheless. 888-808-1019. Steven Montville. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. The second All-Star game, that was for the players' pension fund.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah. I didn't even realize that.
All right, that's different.
And also, there's an old saying, no matter what side of an argument you're on, you always wish that someone that on your side of the argument was on the other side. And that's pretty much how I feel about Sal Licata. I'm a Mets fan. I just wish you were a Yankee.
That's great.
Poor Sal. Poor Sal. By the way, I want a webcam on Sal all night long. And thus, the freaky's happening.
Right. He's going to be required now to prove that he's not watching the All-Star game.
He is not allowed to watch that game tonight. Brian in Northport. Brian, what's up?
Milky Way.
Yep.
Snickers. They all have chocolate. They all have nougat. They all have caramel.
Yeah.
Snickers, you had the peanuts.
Oh, that's the difference. Peanuts inside of Snickers, giving it a little crunch.
I don't know why I felt like Milky Way. Now I know they don't, now that I'm thinking about them. Of course they don't have peanuts.
I guess the key to a good candy bar always starts with the caramel, though, right? Think about all those other ones.
Yeah.
That little caramel tail whips right out of there. Oh, yeah.
Right, because it's the chocolate you think you're going to get.
Yeah.
But then it's like the hit of something else that really sticks with you.
Oh, that other stuff is so good. Yeah, the hit of something else is right. AJ in Dutchess County. AJ, what's up?
Hey, AJ.
Hey, anybody talk about the Reggie bar?
No. They rebuilt those out a couple of years ago, and it was, I don't know, I thought it was disgusting.
Oh, no, they're fantastic. They're still available.
They're still selling them? Yeah, that can't be a top five candy bar, or top three candy bar of all time, though. Come on now.
What was it?
the Reggie bar.
I know. What
Reggie
was in Jackson. It? I'm looking at it right now, but what was in it?
It was more of a round bar, and I think there was nuts in it, another nougaty kind of thing.
I mean, those are just two, you know, things you see a lot in chocolate bars, so you kind of just pulled that out of your rear end. I think there might have been caramel in it.
No. It had the hits.
It had a chocolate surrounding a wafer.
It was chocolate, and it had everything every candy bar has. It was just put in a different position.
Yeah, I think what we realize here is there's no bad chocolate bar. There are some greater ones than others, but there's really nothing bad, especially when you put in
all of them. You eat in moderation, you'll be fine.
Well, Sean doesn't, but
there is no moderation.
You put them in the freezer; they're delicious.
All right, David in Melville. David, what's up?
They need someone for each team, probably.
All right, David, got to let you go on that. Matt in Belmore. Matt, what's up?
Guys, thanks. I was just telling Mr. Positive Tommy there. I called you guys about 6 times in the last year, and 4 of them been about food. In my wheelhouse right now, all right?
I love it.
It was 369. I'm now down to 2C, so I'm not as big as I used to be, but I still enjoy my chocolate bars. Aaron Judge list is chalk. I think he just went Tommy said. He went with the hits. Everybody knows. Right.
He went with the Halloween candy. He went with everything you get in the Halloween bag.
Exactly. It's a CVS store grab bag of mixed bag of just random chocolates. Big shout out, big miss. A lot of people just right now is the Crunch Bar, classic Crunch Bar.
Oh, the
a little bit of texture similar to the Twix.
The Hershey's Crunch.
Great chocolate.
That's not bad. The Crunch Bar is not bad. Here's my issue.
That's the blue wrapper, right?
Yes.
And it's like thin.
Hear me out. Big issue I have with the Crunch Bar, the Bunch of Crunch, which is basically like a smaller broken up version of the Crunch Bar, is better than the Crunch Bar. So I've eliminated it from
that. I've never even heard of that.
Bunch of Crunch is a big movie hit now, Teak.
Big movie theater popcorn.
Big time.
And Sean, you're right, because the Bunch of Crunch is now more popular than the standard Crunch Bar.
Exactly. So if you have another...
Oh, but they're just like little... They're poppers. You just pop... Like, it's still a Crunch Bar. It's not in pop it form.
Exactly.
But it's still a Crunch Bar.
But here's the thing. If in pop it form now is better than the actual candy bar, how can I put you in the top three candy bar? You're not even the best version of yourself.
Well, it's not a candy bar.
I know. But it's a version of the candy bar broken up. People would rather eat that version than the candy
bar.
In
theory, you can eat it more in moderation because you don't have to eat the whole thing.
Tiki.
You can just get a handful.
Only you understand moderation. We are fat, you know what.
Yeah. Tiki looks like a mannequin, and Sean looks like a thumb if it had a mouth.
I eat worse than you guys.
But you also
but your metabolism
burn more calories than we do.
Exactly. People that are jacked eat more to build muscle. They cut it. Sean has just gotten half of that part right. By the way, fat guy question for you, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Movie theater popcorn and chocolate. Do you ever break the chocolate up and throw it into the popcorn? Of course.
If you
of
don't,
course.
If you're not,
how do you not?
If you're not putting Bunch of Crunch or Reese's Pieces in your popcorn, why'd you bother go to the movie?
I agree. Wash that down with a soda.
Why'd you bother?
Yeah.
Why'd you bother?
You have to. Gotta go big.
My kids got taken by my mother-in-law to the movies to see Elio's or whatever the heck came out this week, a kid movie. Elio, I don't know, whatever.
That's a pizza, isn't it?
Right.
Pizza.
Whatever, there's some kind of kid movie that was out. We had a wedding. My kids the next day, they loved their grandmother, came to meet Daddy. Gaga took us to the movies, wouldn't let us get candy.
Really?
Only popcorn.
Ooh.
What was the reasoning from her?
I noticed in the picture there was no candy. They didn't want to say it in front of their mother. I don't know.
That's a party foul.
A party foul. So now...
Grandmas are supposed to do everything the parents aren't.
And my mother-in-law is great to those kids, and she took them for popcorn. I don't know the reasoning, but all I know is now I need to have an uncomfortable conversation with her.
Well, maybe they were acting a fool on the way over.
I'm sure they were, because they've been acting like jerks.
And that's what happens.
But could you imagine being a little kid not getting candy at the movie theater? Blasphemy. All right, more calls on this.